For a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus our Lord and Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy without spot or wrinkle by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Look at that gathering, children standing there on the other side of Jordan. See them raising their hands. What's that song? I hear them singing, praising the risen land. Look at that gathering, children standing there on the distant shore. All of them wearing white robes. There must be a million.
I've been preaching the gospel mostly to a religious audience. And after a while, you find out it's no use to try to tell them that their religion is not going to bring them into the kingdom of God. You have to preach the gospel to the people, and then God opens people's eyes. Telling people how wrong they are in their religious ideas does not seem to work. And I've studied this over the years, and I know, and it seems like it works the opposite. People will double down and go deeper into their religion. So the question I have, is your religion based on Scripture? Because Scripture has been given to mankind. Even Jesus said, for in reading the Scripture, you can claim that you can find eternal life. And throughout the ages, religious organizations have been trying to twist Scripture to mean what they want it to say. It really was bad in the Catholic system in the Dark Ages. they had some very, very strange ideas on what scripture meant. And then when the Reformation started, the whole bunch of denominations came into being. And there it also became very clear after a while that people would twist scripture a little to suit their idea of what religion is. Let's take a look at some religion that believe in water baptism. They believe in it so strong that they think that if you're not water baptized, you're not saved. I even heard one preacher say that water baptism is what seals you unto the Holy Spirit. No, it is the Holy Spirit that seals us unto God. So we need to study the Bible. We need to study the Word of God. And today I'll show you a very interesting scripture on a people from Berea that were found very noble because they studied the Word of God to make sure of what Paul was teaching them was the truth and from Scripture. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will open people's hearts to the truth of Scripture. Help them to understand and see that only the Word of God is the antidote for the salvation of a person's soul. For it is only the Word of God that teaches on the sacrifice, on the blood sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is only the Word of God that dares to prophesy of the things that are to come. So, Lord God, you will help us to stand upon the Word and put our trust in it. I ask you to anoint this message today. Bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. In Acts chapter 17, there's an interesting scripture that tells us that the Apostle Paul went to preach in a place called Berea. It tells us that the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming there went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than these in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether these things were so. So here's the situation where the Bible mentions there's this group of people called the Bereans that would listen to Paul, but they didn't take his word for it. They searched the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. And this is what I expect my audience to do when I bring forth a message. This is why I try not to go too far away from scripture, because I want people to understand by themselves what scripture is talking about. And these people were called noble because they studied the scripture to see whether it is like Paul told them. And this is what I'm doing today. Regardless what religion you're in, I want you to not only listen to me or making fun of me like some I'm sure do, but I want you to study scripture. Open your Bible to the scripture that explained the way of salvation. Because when it comes to salvation, you don't get a second chance. When you leave this earth, it's done. The Bible says where the tree falls, there it shall lie. And you cannot take a chance of being wrong. If you go out into the eternity with a counterfeit Christianity, then you're going to have to suffer the consequences of your choice by spending your eternity in the eternal lake of fire. So make sure that you are right before you cross that line. And can we trust the Word of God? The Bible teaches us very clearly that the Word is above His name. And Solomon, in Psalm 119 in verse 69, it tells us, "Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to what? According to thy word." Not according to my traditions, not according to what people are trying to teach me, but according to thy word. Give me understanding. And this is what the Bereans did. They went into the Word of God and they studied the Word, and the Scripture called them very noble. They were very wise people. I listen today sometimes on YouTube and I hear people calling themselves wise Bereans. And they study the Bible and they don't even believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. They don't believe in casting out devils. But they call themselves wise Bereans who studied the Bible and found out what the Bible was saying, claiming that these things went out with the apostles. No, they did not. The Word of God is today exactly as it was yesterday. Now let us go into the Bible like a good Berean, like these from Berea, and seek out salvation today. I want to make clear what salvation is, because as far as I'm concerned, most people don't properly understand the way of salvation. Today they're safe, tomorrow they're lost, and then they come back to God again. It goes on like a seesaw. All their lives, they're confused. They don't know that they need to put their trust in the Word of God, because the Bible teaches us no other foundation can be laid except that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So I encourage everyone to get on the foundation. In Luke chapter 4 in verse 18, it tells us this. The Lord Jesus Christ is speaking. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, it says, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." So here scripture teaches us that Jesus was sent to heal the brokenhearted, to preach the gospel, and to set the captives free, to deliver the captives. Regardless how you try to study the Bible, it does not bring one word of a religious system that is supposed to set you free, that is supposed to bring you sight, that is supposed to bring you into the kingdom of God. Everywhere you study scripture, it's talking about God himself doing it for us through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. For in Isaiah chapter 53 in verse 6, it tells us, "All we like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned everyone to his own way. Now listen to this, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquities of us all." Here is what most people don't understand. The Lord God has laid on Jesus all our iniquities. He has laid on him the iniquities of us all. That was prophesied way before Jesus was born. The plan of salvation was already designed and was coming into fruition. And when Jesus was born, it came about that Jesus took on all our iniquities, all our sins and all whatever wrong we ever did. Now, if you're a good Berean, you will find that in the Bible. You will study the Bible and find it in there, that it is Jesus that took on all our iniquity and that saved us from the terrible judgment that is to come. In Isaiah chapter 53 in verse 4, it tells us, "Surely he has bore our griefs, carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted." It was God that brought the hammer down on the Lord Jesus Christ at the crucifixion. It says he was smitten of God and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. The peace that passes all understanding was given to us because it was given to us through Jesus Christ. It says he was bruised for our iniquities. He was wounded for our transgression. He was smitten by God for our sin that we committed. And then God laid on him the iniquities of us all. This is what Scripture teaches when it comes to salvation. It has absolutely nothing to do with religion. It has nothing to do with the clothes you wear, with the laws you keep, with the ideas you have. It is the Lord Jesus Christ that brings salvation to a person's soul, and we need to understand that. There are far too many people out there just going nonchalant through life. They are depending on their religious upbringing to get them into heaven. And I'm afraid at the end of their life, it'll be too late because they have wasted all that precious time that God had given them to seek out in Scripture on how to get into the kingdom of God. So I'm asking you today, you need to study the Word. You need to get into Scripture to find out who you are, regardless what religion you're in. If I come and tell you that your religion is wrong as far as salvation is concerned, you will not believe me. But you have to believe Scripture, because Scripture was given by God. You have to put your trust in them for your salvation. The Bereans studied Scripture to make sure that what Paul told them was right. And they came out and were the better for it, because the Bible called them, they were more noble than those in Thessalonica, because they studied Scripture to see whether Paul was telling them the truth or not. So open your heart and become a blessing. For in the next segment of this program, I will explain to you about animal sacrifice, how that was a shadow of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Millions of sheep and oxen were sacrificed throughout the years before Jesus. They were the foreshadow, but those poor animals, they had to be slaughtered for the salvation of a man's soul, even though it was only a foreshadow of what was to come. So open your heart to these interesting truths and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
He cares, he died for us, it wasn't fair. Now serving him is just our share of a sweet love affair. We used to search for happiness, we searched for you.
doubt your life, don't doubt the love of Jesus Christ. Look at the cross, He paid the price for a sweet love affair. It's a sweet love affair.
When one studies the animal sacrifices that were made throughout the years, from Moses until Christ, it is incredible the amounts of animals that were slaughtered. And they were slaughtered because the animal sacrifice was a foreshadow of what was to come at the cross of Calvary. When we study what happened in the land of Egypt when the Israelites were getting ready to leave Egypt after the firstborn were killed, there's quite an interesting description of what happened. Up till that time, it was you slaughtered an animal, and that took care of the sin problem. It was a foreshadow of what was to come. But when the time came for them to leave Egypt, they got special instructions how to sacrifice that animal. In Exodus chapter 12, in verse 6, it tells us, they had to choose a special lamb. The Bible says it here in Exodus chapter 12. Take special care of this chosen animal until the evening of the 14th day of the first month. Then the whole assembly of the community of Israel must slaughter their lamb or young goat at twilight. They are to take some of the blood and smear it on the sides and top of the door frames of the houses where they ate the animal. So here it explains something. They had to kill that young lamb, that little lamb, which they took care of. And then they smeared the blood over the doorposts of their houses. This was special instruction from Moses. The top of the door and the side posts of the door. They had to put the blood on there. And that represented the cross of Calvary. It was just a foreshadow of what was to come. And the thing is, if they did not put that blood over the doorposts of their houses, then the firstborn would have died in that night because the Egyptians suffered a terrible destruction when all their firstborn died in the land of Egypt. In Exodus chapter 12 and verse 8, it tells us, that same night they must roast the meat over a fire and eat it along with bitter salad greens and bread made without yeast. Do not eat any of the meat raw or boiled in water. The whole animal, now listen to this, the whole animal, including the head, legs, and internal organs, must be roasted over a fire. Do not leave any of it until morning, until the next morning. Burn whatever is not eaten before the morning. So they had special instructions how to roast the animal and what they had to eat. They even had to eat the internal organs. They had to eat that animal like this, the internal organs and everything else, even the head. And what was left over, they had to burn with fire. And we would have to go into scripture and find out why they had to do that. When the Israelites left Egypt, the Bible teaches us there was not one sick person amongst them, not one feeble person. They all left in good health. And I have heard Bible teachers teach that when they ate the animal, that brought forth healing to their bodies. And this is what we are now doing when we take communion. We take the bread, which represents the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thus it brings forth healing to our physical bodies, because the Bible teaches us that the Lord Jesus Christ, his body was broken for us. By his stripes we were healed. It was the blood sacrifice that took care of our sin problems. But the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, which was broken and smitten and torn apart, was for our healing while we are here on this earth. This is what many Bible teachers bring forth out of these teachings when they study these things. So it would be a good idea to be a good Berean, to study that. For we know for a fact the blood that was shed was for our salvation. It cleansed us from all sin. That was the blood, the wine that we drink when we have communion. But the bread represents the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, which was smitten and bruised. And by his stripes, it says, we are healed. That was for our healing while we are here on this planet. So open your heart to that. Study it. Be a good Berean and find out if the Lord will not open your heart to these interesting truths. May the Lord bless you and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.